Okay, it's been quite a morning here at KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell, and we're joined in studio back for the second time, Jacob Jeffries. What's up, man?
Hey, Ty.
Hey, how's it going? We've bonded this morning. We've been through trauma and tragedy.
Yeah.
We've made it through on the other side.
Yeah, we're doing well. I turned down your beignets. Next thing I know, the cops are here.
You shouldn't have done that.
I know.
You shouldn't have turned down the beignets.
Yeah.
Jacob is, in fact, a vegan, I learned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear.
Hey, come on.
Well, I mean, not for, you know, it's good for you, just not for the beignets.
And it's great for the environment.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so those beignets are from Lost Pure Cafe, by the way, our new sponsor, little plug. Would you like to tell the story of what happened this morning?
Yeah. Well, first I'd like for, what is the name of the new sponsor?
Oh, Lost Pure Cafe.
Lost Pure?
Pure.
Pier, lost yeah. Pier. Yeah, I get it. Like, it's lost in the fog, maybe.
Right, well, actually, there used to be a pier on this beach, and now it's gone. It got torn away.
By a Johnny Tsunami?
Yes.
Well, maybe they can make vegan beignets.
Most importantly, let's start there.
No, so what happened this morning? Is that what you said, what happened
this
morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, everyone that's listening right now, you guys need to know what happened this morning. That's not that big of a deal. Why did I even say it like that? What happened was... you went to go get cables from the car downstairs. There's a vehicle downstairs that houses your cables, apparently.
Well, it should have.
Yeah, it didn't
spoiler
even have
alert,
it.
Didn't have it.
Didn't even have the cables.
Yeah.
But my first question mark, as you guys probably have as well, you know, all the listeners, you know, why do we keep the cables in this radio station in a car downstairs in the parking garage?
Good question.
Right? Why?
I don't have an answer.
Okay. Either way, Tyler goes to get the cables downstairs, and he comes up panting. Practically hyperventilating, and he goes, "You guys, there's a man. He could be dead. He's sleeping next to the car." And turns out there is a quote vagrant was the word.
Sure, I think that might be the right word.
It was scary, and we went down there to check it out. Not that we didn't believe Tyler, but we wanted to see what all the
you thought for a moment he'd be gone by the time.
Yeah, we're like,
you arrived.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We thought maybe like whatever. So we call the cops because who is this man? He could be dead. He was alive and well, and according to the cops, very articulate. But yeah, he just needed a place to sleep, and he found one in the corner of the parking garage.
Right. Thank you for the description. That's why we're a little late this morning, and lo and behold, we got in the car, no actual cable.
No cables.
Didn't matter. So I went in the closet, which is next to also where the guy was sleeping, one cable.
Yeah.
Very small. And it works.
Basically, this is a plea. Are there any local guitar centers that would be willing to sponsor? They need more cables here.
We just need one long XLR
yeah,
cable.
Please. There's got to be a sponsor.
For the love of God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we made it through everything and that we're ready to do this.
This is very exciting.
So I'd like you to play, if you don't mind, and then we'll chat more about the new record and what's going on with you. And there's a show tomorrow, and et cetera, et cetera. So what are you going to play for us first?
I'll do the first track off of my most recent record. This is a song called Whatever It Takes. It's kind of, it's about growing up and trying to figure out who is going to be your partner in life and how you want to envision the perfect life.
Awesome. Jacob Jeffries live in studio on KX93.5.
Two more minutes, give me two more minutes. I got something to say. Been a long time coming, and I'm wondering if you feel the same. Explain it, but my whole heart's in it, and I'm sure you can tell. My mouth is dry as dirt, I'm sweating through my shirt, oh well. Oh, how do I put this? How do I put this? I wanna put the couch in the corner, open up the room, mow the lawn every Sunday if you want me to. Whatever it takes. Copper kettles on the stovetop, whistling along while the kids are upstairs writing their own song. Whatever it takes to make it home with you. Let's get a few acres south of Decatur, yeah, we'll time it right. I've been saving my money, honey, don't you worry, we're all right. Sure, it sounds crazy, and maybe I'm losing my mind. But baby, it's been brewing for the longest, longest time. Oh, how do I put these? Oh, do I couch in the corner. Open up the room, mow the lawn every Sunday if you want me to. Whatever it takes. Copper kettles on the stovetop, whistling along while the kids are upstairs, writing their own song. Whatever it takes to make it home with you. One more minute, give me one more minute. Look, I made mistakes. Just give me one more chance. I'll do whatever, whatever it takes. Oh, how do I put this? 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 I wanna put the couch in the corner. Open up the room, mow the lawn every Sunday if you want me to. Whatever it takes. Copper kettles on the stovetop, whistling along while the kids are upstairs writing their own song. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes, whatever. No, I'll do whatever it takes to make it home with you.
Yeah, man. It's tough performing in a box for nobody, but you did great.
Wait, that's like literally my autobiography title. Performing in a box for nobody.
Jacob Jeffries live on KX93.5, Whatever It Takes, off the new record, right? That one's off Motherland.
Motherland, yep.
Awesome. I'm just curious, the character in that song, did he ever end up putting the couch in the corner? Did the room get opened up?
No, not yet.
Okay.
That character is me, and marital status single, y'all.
Okay. So there's no whistling tea kettles yet or any. Beautiful imagery, by the way.
Thank you, dude. Yeah. I wrote that with a buddy of mine out of New York City. His name's Jake Pinto, and he's in a band called the Yeah Tones. Shout out to the Yeah Tones. He was in town in Los Angeles, and he said, you want to write a tune? And I said, yes. And he wanted to write a rock song, but I don't know how. So I wrote a sappy love song.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I loved it, man. And that record, as I'm learning, is your first full length in 5 years.
Yeah.
So what went into that, man?
I think I have creative ADHD, and I don't really focus on one project at a time. So it took a long time for me to assemble enough songs to make the record, some of which were assembled literally while I was making the record, some of which I had been sitting on for a while. I can't really focus well, so it took a while. It took like 5 years to get enough songs together.
Well, and you do a couple other things too. I know you're involved in comedy and even like movie production now, which we should talk about.
I wrote a couple songs for the new Teen Titans cartoon
cool
movie. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think it's the product of Los Angeles, man. You know, I grew up in South Florida. I lived in New York for a little bit. And it wasn't until I moved out here to the great state of California that I kind of realized some of the like project potential that I guess I was sitting on for a little bit. And I love musical theater. It's kind of a not so secret passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that there are people to collaborate with in the movie world kind of that can lend itself to the musical theater, you know, dreams I do hold on to.
Sure. So are you ever going to move back to New York and join a Broadway company?
I'm going to write a show. I'm going to write a musical. I don't know when. I won't join a Broadway company. Maybe one day I'll be on Broadway, but I want to write a show. I want to write a musical.
Yeah.
I have a friend that we kind of have a pact that we will write a musical together. He's in a pretty popular band right now that's doing really well, and he's on the road a lot, and he has his own career too. But I want to write a musical. That's like the main goal, is like eventually, you know, write a full length musical. But like I said, I can't focus long enough on anything. So we'll see.
So will this Teen Titans thing, will that be the first time you've seen your voice animatedly?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen any like takes of it yet or anything?
Oh, I went and saw the movie.
Okay.
So I was in Florida. My 5-year-old nephew. He's kind of my he's technically my cousin, but I call him my nephew. I mean, she his mom lets me do that. I'm not just like a weird guy that's like, you're my nephew now.
You cleared it first.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, she started doing it. She's like, go see Uncle Jacob. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm that's what I'm going to be called.
Right.
But I took him. He's a huge Teen Titans fan.
Cool.
And so it was that was the most rewarding thing, yeah, was seeing him watch me. I mean, I didn't really I cared, but I wasn't like, okay, so I guess what was really cool was it was my childhood movie theater. I was back home in South Florida.
That is really cool.
And it was the movie theater I grew up walking to. You know, it was very close proximity to my childhood home. So that's a cool feeling.
You know,
you go home and you're like, hey, there I am on the big screen.
And now you get to share it with a generation, a new one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It was a beautiful thing. So, I mean, that's cool. But yeah, that was it was a really rewarding experience. And shout out to Jared Faber, amazing producer. We put out an EP together last year, and that kind of sparked our collaborations. And then he invited me to be a part of the Teen Titans soundtrack. And
cool.
And a song I wrote, actually, Michael Bolton sang.
What?
I know, dude.
Yeah.
I co-wrote two songs on the Teen Titans movie. I sang one of them and Michael Bolton sang the other.
That makes you on the same level as Lonely Island.
And here I am. A not so lonely island.
On
Laguna's
Only FM. You've made it.
Yeah.
Well, it's Jacob Jeffries again in studio with us. His new record, Motherland, is out. And you've got a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the El Rey in L.A.
Yes.
And that's, I think it's thelray.com. I wrote that down. Yes, thelray.com for tickets. Is there anybody you're playing with or anything about
that
show?
Yeah, I don't want to spread some misinformation here. It's not just me on the bill. I'm supporting a friend's band, these guys from New York. They're called Lawrence. It's a brother-sister duo. Incredibly talented, incredibly fun show. Horn section, big band.
Cool.
A lot of funky fun. Yeah.
Awesome. That's tomorrow night. Do you know what time anybody goes on?
Please come at 8 o'clock to see me.
I don't go to shows later than 9:30. So that works out.
Do you ever go to LA to just go see a show?
I haven't in years, to be honest with you. I haven't in a long time.
Is there a venue? There's the Wayfair.
The Wayfair, formerly the Detroit Bar. You know, there's the Observatory and the Constellation Room. But and then, you know, House of Blues now has a small room called the Parish Room in Anaheim, where they do, you know, kind of more up-and-coming
stuff,
too.
How many seats, about?
I'd say a couple hundred.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure. And House of Blues always has great sound, too. It's always a nice place.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. And it's just this recently redone venue at the Garden Walk in Anaheim. It's awesome.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so there's some places to play down here.
We got
to
play there.
All right. I'll book you.
Hey, can you book me?
I'll call my people.
Hey, I mean, you know everybody. You knew the cop that showed up this morning. Cop shows up and he's like, hey, he's like, you guys, he starts talking to you about politics. We're not going to talk about politics. I promise you that. But you guys started talking about some local politics and I was like, checking out now.
We got really deep.
Yeah, you guys got
deep. This it was too civically locally involved.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, why don't you play another song for us?
Should
if you don't mind. We've got a keyboard and we've got you. So
yeah, let's do it.
What are you going to do now?
What song should I play? What did I say? Oh, I'll do...
We're looking at management.
Yeah.
This is what they're there for.
I don't really know. He doesn't know either. He just shrugged his shoulders. let's do... I don't want to do Count Me Out. I'll do... This one's fun. Condescend, customize parts of me I never knew I had. Dwelling on the little things, usher in the suffering. I can't remember how to laugh. Are we even now? Are we even now? Something in your eyes and face, tell me you were born this way. No one taught you how to change your mind. Somehow you can run away, turn your back on everything. You can start the fire and leave me behind, and say you'll save me next time. Offer
something in your eyes and face. Tell me you were born this way. Like no one taught you how to change your mind. Somehow you can run away. Turn your back on everything. You can start the fire and leave me behind. Say you'll save me next time.
Fade away. That was nice, dude. Jacob Jeffries live in studio and KX93.5. Just two of us clapping, but you know what? That's all you need.
Hey, what was it? Performing to myself in a box?
Yeah, performing to nobody in a box.
Yeah, that's it.
Also, if you've got two fans, you got them all. That's another. That's chapter four. Yeah, that's the fourth chapter.
Chapter four. If you've got two fans, you've got them all.
Again, he's playing tomorrow at the El Rey Theater in L.A. And then the last thing I want to chat with you about is kind of these two, you know, musical paths you've got. You've got, you know, your passionate, emotional self, and then you've got comedy.
I know.
And trying to somehow have those two things exist.
It's very bizarre to this day. It started as a war within myself for a while, and I've gotten used to it. I realized I didn't need to be at odds with it. I could accept them both as mm-hmm. paths. They were never going to necessarily intersect if I kept them separate. Then again, you know, I think I'm a funny guy. I grew up kind of making my friends laugh and my family laugh. So, like, why not pursue this comedy music world with some of my best friends, you know, the guys I'm in a group with. So I'm in this group called the Cooties. Already a funny name. Yeah,
it is. Exactly. That just makes people laugh.
And it's like, you know, what has become of the Cooties, I didn't anticipate or predict. I still don't understand completely, but we have an amazing management team in Los Angeles, and they've been getting us on some incredible festivals in Canada and in L.A., and we just played Conan the other night, so it's just like, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, dude.
I don't really understand it. I'm just embracing it and kind of just collaborating and having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be so hard to make it in the comedy music world. There's not a lot of room there.
Well, what's funny is, yeah, we're kind of like elbowing our way through the comedy world in a very unique way. So I feel like all the festivals we play and all the shows we play, it's the stand-up nights. You know, it's like mm-hmm. stand-up, 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 stand-up. And it's these individual performances. And it's a lot of pressure on these individuals to be funny, right? That's like the whole concept of comedy is like you stand up in front of everyone, vulnerable as heck, and you're just like trying to make people laugh. But then we get up there, three goofballs with instruments, and we're singing dumb songs, and it's like a refreshing thing for the audience. So it's almost...
The pressure's off, kind of.
Pressure's off us individually, and the pressure's kind of off the audience. You know that weird like Larry David Kirby Enthusiasm feeling you get when you're like, oh no, you're getting yourself into a pickle, Larry, and you're like really embarrassed for this character. Like, the pressure is kind of off the audience, too, because it's, like, three, you know, dummies just trying to, you know, be silly with music.
Right.
And it's a new leaf for the audience, and it's kind of like we've created kind of our own little space in the comedy world that I have to appreciate, you know.
Well, is there anything you'd like our listeners to check out from the Cooties if they're unfamiliar?
I'm pretty sure our website is still thecooties.sex, and... I don't think we've changed it yet. But
we're, why would you?
We've had conversations about necessary changes, but thecooties.com.
You guys are artists. You never want to get bogged down by PR companies.
The cooties.com was really expensive, and the guy who owns the, you know, there are some like inner space
like brokers,
internet moguls, yeah, that are just like, I own this website, and if you want it, you're gonna need to pay me a lot of money. That's exactly what happened with thecooties.com. he was I think he wanted like 10 grand, and we're like, absolutely not. And so we bought thecooties.sex, which apparently you can do dot whatever you want.
Yeah, I think there's some specifications.
Okay, maybe like it has to be three letters or something.
Perhaps, yeah.
So we're thecooties.sex, and you can check it out. There's like we have like minimal web content, so we should fix that soon. But
it works. You got on Conan. I mean, what else do you need?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what else we need.
Well, I think I'm very interested to see where your career goes now. I think you're at a really interesting point.
I am. Yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah. To be honest with you. I could, yeah. Let me just, I don't know how to filter myself. And I, again, don't know how to focus. Do I have to play? I don't want to play any more songs.
No, we're done.
Talk?
We're
okay,
done.
Good.
Yeah, we're almost done talking, by the way.
Oh,
too.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Okay, good. I have beignets.
I don't want beignets.
I brought it back to the beginning. That's what you're supposed to do.
It's a callback.
Yeah. Is that what that's called?
You're a comedy expert.
Yeah, you're welcome. Jacob Jeffries in studio on KX93.5. This will be podcast. I suggest you download and listen if you missed the beginning of it. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow at the El Rey.
Yeah, I would
8
love,
o'clock.
Yeah, I doubt anyone from Laguna is coming up. But if you do, please make yourself known. And
we've
I'll give
got
you
a fair
big
amount
hug.
Of online listeners in L.A. So,
some
people
nice.
Up there. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If you're near the El Rey or if you want to come tomorrow, please make yourself known to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Give me a hug.
Awesome. That would be great. All right, dude. Well, is there anything else you want to add? Did we leave anything out at all?
Are we good?
Management's happy.
Yeah, he's smiling. He's got a nice smile on him. That's Derek.
Thanks, Derek. Derek almost didn't come down to help us with the homeless guy this morning. He almost got his way. He just sat on the couch. We had to tell him he had to come.
We're like, Derek, let's go. We're all going. The whole station's going downstairs.
All right, dude. Well,
Tyler,
we'll see
thank
you
man.
Soon. Thank you so
You're
much.
The best.
Yeah, you too, buddy. All right, we'll catch you soon when you got something else to promote, okay?
Thank you, dude.
See ya.